This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, July 10th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. This has been called the most significant historical moment for America in 45 years since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to legalize convenience abortion in all 50 states. Last night, President Donald Trump announced his pick for the next U.S. Supreme Court justice.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. Judge Kavanaugh has impeccable credentials, unsurpassed qualifications, and a proven commitment to equal justice under the law. A graduate of Yale College and Yale Law School, Judge Kavanaugh currently teaches at Harvard, Yale, and Georgetown. Throughout legal circles, he is considered a true thought leader among his peers. He is a brilliant jurist with a clear and effective writing style, universally regarded as one of the finest and sharpest legal minds of our time. For the last 12 years, he has served as a judge on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals with great distinction, authoring over 300 opinions which have been widely admired for their skill, insight, and rigorous adherence to the law. Among those opinions are more than a dozen that the Supreme Court has adopted as the law of the land.
Trump's pick will replace Justice Anthony Kennedy, seen as the swing vote on the high court. Kennedy disappointed conservatives repeatedly with his tendency to favor the sins of abortion and homosexuality. Kavanaugh is known for his support of Obamacare and his refusal to join conservatives on definitively opposing an illegal immigrant's so-called right to obtain an abortion. The National Review said Kavanaugh was, quote, an excellent pick, but not a grand slam, end quote. Operation Rescue, a leading pro-life group, announced its support for President Trump's selection, saying, quote, Judge Kavanaugh will shift the court's balance to a conservative perspective and provide long-awaited relief from the liberal judicial activism that manufactured so-called abortion rights out of thin air, end quote. The Democrats are already lining up their opposition to Trump's pick. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi announced that she is, quote, determined to avenge President Obama if it's the last thing I do, end quote. When it comes to shedding innocent blood, God reminds us in Jeremiah 22 to do no wrong or violence to the resident alien, the fatherless, and the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place. If you will not obey these words, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. Many conservative Christians and the American Family Association had hoped that President Trump would pick Amy Coney Barrett among the four final contenders to be the next Supreme Court justice instead. A devout pro-life Catholic and mother to seven children, Judge Barrett once told a 2006 Notre Dame Law School graduating class that their, quote, legal career is but a means to an end, and that end is building the kingdom of God. If you can keep in mind that your fundamental purpose in life is not to be a lawyer, but to know, love, and serve God, you truly will be a different kind of lawyer, end quote. A small church in Auburn, Indiana, has been kicked out of the building it was renting for posting a public sign stating, quote, LGBTQ is a hate crime against God, end quote. According to recent Facebook posts, the Remnant Community Church of Auburn wants to stand apart from the apostate church. They insist that, quote, Jesus can save the vilest of sinners. Many of us were saved out of wicked lives, and nothing is too hard for God, end quote. Meanwhile, a Planned Parenthood abortion mill in Fort Wayne, Indiana, has closed due to pro-life pressures. The building's owners wanted a, quote, less controversial, end quote, client, according to reports from Life News. South Carolina's Republican governor has taken what is being called an incredibly bold stance against Planned Parenthood funding in his state. Governor Henry McMaster vetoed a health care bill of $16 million on Friday because the plan contained funding of some $82,000 for Planned Parenthood. God told Joshua, Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. Joshua 1:7. U.S.-China relations are growing more tense as America has recently imposed $34 billion of tariffs on Chinese imports. Also yesterday, President Trump suggested that the Chinese may be putting pressure on North Korea not to follow through on the denuclearization agreement signed in Singapore. The Chinese economy grew 6.9% in 2017, but the American economy only grew 2.3%. And over the last 10 years, the Chinese economy grew 79%, while the American economy only grew 17% over the same time period. On a number of indices, Bloomberg has concluded that the Chinese economy is, quote-unquote, most certainly the largest in the world now. Recent surveys from Lifeway Research found that the number one reason American churchgoers would leave their church is doctrine. 54% of those surveyed said that they would leave their church over doctrine. 48% would leave if they moved, and 19% would leave if the preaching style changed. An extremely low percentage, only 5%, would consider leaving over the music in the church. An Arkansas farmer insists that it was God who saved his life when his tractor tipped into a pond last February. Eldon Cooper testified to God's mercy upon his life to the online news source Ag Daily. While gasping for air in a small pocket, Eldon said, quote, I prayed for my wife Deborah, my kids, my family, that God would be with them and help them through whatever the outcome would be. I prayed for his will to be done. I prayed that somehow, some way, something good would come out of this situation and God would be glorified, end quote. Eldon became unconscious. His body went limp, but something propped him up for 3.5 hours as his body floated in 49-degree water. Rescuers assumed he was dead when they arrived on the scene, but Eldon woke up in the hospital to everybody's surprise. Eldon said he doesn't believe in luck. He's telling everybody, quote, God saved my life, end quote. And here's some more good news. Two rescue operations are complete and one more to go for the Thai Ocean Cave rescue for that soccer team. Thanks be to God. So far, 8 boys have made it to safety with 4 to go. Please keep them in your prayers that the remaining boys and the soccer coach would come out alive. Let's not forget, though, the most important rescue operation ever. In the words of the old hymn, sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves, earth shall keep her jubilee. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Georgia, a native Jamaican homeschool mother of 3 young children, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com to say, quote, we listen every morning. We especially like the scripture references in the news stories and the stories reported from a biblical perspective, as we have been listening for a few years now. I love that you're always on, even on holidays. Thanks for all the work you do to make the newscast possible. You are impacting lives more than you know. I was the typical working woman, but after having our eldest, who is 7 now, everything changed. Work was not so attractive anymore. We really had no plans about raising our children. We were more focused on career success. I think the Lord was working on me, because while working, it pained my heart to drop my little children off before 7 in the morning and not be home before 6 in the evening. I lost my job, and it was a blessing. God truly turned my heart toward home. I really had no plans to homeschool, but saw how my sons were thriving, end quote. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. Unfortunately, only one person made a pledge in the last 24 hours toward our Friday, August 3rd goal of $30,000 to keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Special thanks to Mark from Wesson, Mississippi, for his one-time gift of $100. We're grateful to God for his sacrificial generosity. Total raised, $3,600 toward our $30,000 goal. We just need 27 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year and 34 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Would you prayerfully consider becoming one of 10 Worldview listeners to step up to the plate by my newscast on Wednesday? And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, July 10th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.